Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
My next guest this morning is a Meath native who said, "You want to be seriously off your rocker to open a restaurant now." But that hasn't stopped him from opening his latest restaurant in London, this one called Daffodil Mulligan, and it has received rave reviews despite COVID restrictions. He also co-hosted a festive cook-along for the Irish Youth Foundation in the UK this week. Richard Corrigan, good morning.
Good morning, Marianne.
How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very well. I mean, we're just opened again. So, it's been very difficult, very hard year. I mean, our industry. I mean, I don't want to come on a Sunday morning and say how bad things are, but clearly hospitality in general is a rethink will be required sometime next year of, you know, how we've done things, you know, in the past and how we're going to do things in the future, that's for sure.
And as I said, you hosted a festive virtual cook-along with Dara O'Brien in aid of the Irish Youth Foundation, which was great and charitable work. But you and your staff, Richard, you've also been preparing breakfast for over 400 homeless people three times a week under the volunteer collective Under One Sky.
Well, we I think it was the final number we'd done was 6,000 people in central London.
Wow. Well done, you.
I mean, it's quite interesting, this, because, you know, I was sitting at home for the first kind of month thinking, we can't just sit in our ass. And I got in my scooter and I went down to Soho Square to St. Patrick's to offer my services. They were the only outreach operation in central London operating at that time. And I seen a square, St. Patrick's Square in London was full, people waiting for a bowl of instant porridge. And that kind of spurred me into action. And then with the help of the team, everyone included, you know what I mean? We phoned around. St. Patrick said, "Thank you, Richard, but we're only going to stick to the porridge, the instant porridge." We phoned our vicar across the road, basically, and she put us in contact with Under One Sky. And basically, they are really hands-on, absolutely stunning operation, set up to really look after everyone that was on the street because everything had closed, Marion. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get a bottle of water. There was nothing. So with the help of people like, you know, in fairness, I phoned the big companies then, the big catering operators, Baxter Story. I phoned Alistair and basically I said, "Would you please give me a hand with this, with fresh orange juices, fruit, bottles of water, you know what I mean? And then Clarence Court eggs, you know, Posh's eggs in Britain, you know what I mean? Give me 6,000 eggs, you know what I mean?" And then we had our bakery operational. And then it went from just 200, 300, 400 to around 500 then three times a week. And it was, you know, heartfelt. I'll be honest with you. People on bikes delivering from Finsbury Park to South London, Trafalgar Square. I mean, there was nothing open. It was quite desperate times.
No, I think that's absolutely wonderful. And you're talking about restaurateurs. I love the fact you opened a restaurant during this time, Daffodil Mulligan. And you didn't tell me, but I looked up and you got brilliant reviews for it from the Sunday Times and the Observer. Do those reviews help a bit, Richard, you know, while the numbers of people who'd normally be working in the centre of London are down so much?
Well, I think London is such a big place in general. I mean, for people working in food editorial and the magazines and papers, they really are a great link to a wider public. So, you know, Giles Corran's review this weekend in the Times here in London, you know what I mean, was a fantastic piece and certainly will bring people to our doors or let people in the Islington, Shoreditch, East End area know that we're there and that we're not closed like everybody else. So, you know what I mean, really, it's tipping along very nicely, I'll be honest with you. And, you know, we've a great relationship, you know, we've Gibney's Pub. Tony Gibney's operation from Dublin is in downstairs, you know, Gibney's Pub, and we've Daffodil Mulligan's upstairs. So, you know, it's a great combination, I'll be honest with you. Tony is an incredible, incredible individual. He runs a great bar, love him dearly, and what a kind of relationship to have. And it's getting, you know, it's a pub, you know, where you can go watch rugby and then have something really great to eat upstairs. It kind of fits and ticks a lot of boxes, I think, in people at the moment, you know what I mean? Great fun, great hospitality, lovely food, you know what I mean? And a lot of it, you know, we had our van in from Virginia Park Lodge with everything on it this week, you know what I mean? Really, you know, a ton of beef, you know what I mean, from Hereford Prime in Tipperary, you know, all the vegetables, all the roots, you know, and that's still making its way down the A5 into London on a twice-weekly basis.
That's interesting. You just haven't forgotten Ireland, despite, you know, living over there in London. Do you think, Richard, the home delivery kind of takeout phenomenon, do you think that will continue when the vaccines kick in?
Yeah, well, I think when you're doing home delivery, you have to think of, you know what I mean, if you wouldn't serve it in your restaurant, would you serve it in a box? And I think in a lot of cases, restaurant food kind of just doesn't. It's hard. It's a hard one to achieve. I mean, I think if you put all the ingredients in a box and ask the person to cook it on the other end, it's a much better idea. And a little video to go along with it, you know what I mean? But I think when you're serving food, there's something, the essence of that emotional touch, you know what I mean, from the kitchen to the plate, it gets lost a little bit. But one thing is for sure, the support of the people all over, I mean, you know, all over of supporting the food hampers and boxes and restaurants, it has been a lifeline for so many small businesses. And, you know, well done, everyone. Because without that, I'll be honest with you, it's been quite desperate times indeed.
And do you think there is more sense of an optimism now? And I know you're doing hampers as well, aren't you?
Yeah. Virginia Park Lodge. I mean, we have to do something. We have a lot of stuff there. So we're doing Christmas hampers, I'll be honest with you. We're doing, lovely. We made 500 Christmas puddings, proper Christmas puddings. And we're going to do around 150 hampers, and I think there's only around 30 to left to sell. And you know, it's great. You know, it's from your ham to the turkey Wellington, duck rillettes. You know what I mean? All the cabbages, the potatoes, all cooked. The cranberry and horseradish relishes, the Christmas pudding, brandy custard. You know, and the golden mince pies. It's all in a box. You know what I mean? A very posh box, by the way. And off it comes to your home. I mean, the people, the support, I'm taken back by the support of everyone. It's been fantastic. And by the way, the support the community gives you, we're really proud, people in the hospitality, not just me. Hospitality in general in Ireland and in Britain has really worked hard about looking after the unfortunate and the less fortunate and the people out on the street during the last 8 months. So it's not just one centred around one person. I think the whole community of hospitality has done an incredible, incredible job.
Well, look, and well done to you, Richard, on all the work you're doing with the homeless. And thanks so much for chatting to me this morning. And mind yourself, and I hope you have a lovely Christmas. You made me very hungry listening to you anyway.
Listen, Marion, thank you very much.
Mind yourself, Richard.